The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 23rd of December. In your Squeeze today, Christmas hangs in the balance. Donald Trump's nod to Scott Morrison. Apple does cars. And a big thank you from us to you. This is your Squeeze today. Sadly, fitting, Claire, that our final episode of The Squeeze Today for 2020 starts with a COVID update. But in a very, very relative way, it's sort of kind of good news. Yesterday, New South Wales recorded 8 cases of locally acquired COVID-19. It sounds weird to say that it's good news, but that's down from 15 the day before, so the curve is in our favour.
Yeah, and it was 30 the day before that. So it is certainly heading in the right direction. Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, hasn't given the all clear yet for Christmas to commence on the northern beaches and across Greater Sydney and the surrounding regions. She says that there's still some significant risks at play, and that includes a number of cases popping up outside the northern beaches and more venues being added to the list where people need to be a bit concerned about what their exposure might be. What we'll know is a bit more today.
As it stands for the northern beaches, they're under those strict lockdown restrictions. And for the rest of Greater Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong, household gatherings have been limited to 10 visitors. The impact of all of this, though, of course, is already done and dusted for so many Aussies, Claire, with borders closed. So hopes of travelling interstate to visit friends and family for Christmas are gone. As for New South Wales, and as you say, as for the northern beaches, the idea is we'll know a bit more about what Christmas might look like for them later today.
Yeah, 11 o'clock Sydney time is when Berejiklian will front the media. She says that she's really making those decisions right down to that time. So all the information that they've gathered overnight from more testing yesterday through to what's happening this morning will be taken into account.
Yeah, the other thing that's getting a lot of attention, aside from whether the cricket will go ahead in Sydney, lots of talk about that, is the super strain of COVID-19 out of the UK. It's said to be more contagious, Claire, but not necessarily more dangerous.
And of course, this is the thing with the coronavirus. It's still a very new virus, and officials and experts are really trying to work out exactly what it is and how it behaves and what the effects might be. So it's only natural that there's a lot of caution around new strains, particularly ones that are spreading very quickly. It's been confirmed to be just in 5 countries at the moment: the UK, Denmark, Italy, the Netherlands, and Australia. There's 4 cases that have been picked up here, but our Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, who's just been confirmed in that role this week, says that there's no need to block those coming to Australia because our hotel quarantine system that, of course, makes people go into isolation for 2 weeks is our safety net. It's very different in Europe and other countries where people are coming and going across borders.
Yeah, the World Health Organization has sought to calm things down as well on this overnight, saying that super strains, new strains are to be expected. And also BioNTech says it's likely that its vaccine will provide coverage against it also. Over in the US, Donald Trump is the outgoing president, but he's still the president at the moment, and so he's able to award military honors, one of which has gone to our very own Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, Claire.
He has received that honour. It's the Legion of Merit. It's for his leadership in addressing global challenges and promoting collective security. What Arthur Zinedinus, our ambassador in the US, said, he went and collected it, said that it's really about those efforts that have gone into strengthening the Australia-US relationship. Of course, remember, Scott Morrison was one of the very few world leaders to have a state dinner at the White House during Trump's term.
That's right. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and current Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also got the gong. The real Trump talk, though, Claire, is about his insistence that he didn't lose the election.
And he's in his last month in office. More harebrained schemes are being mounted, is how the media are really portraying it there, to hold on to power. There's a ragtag crew of conspiracy theorists, media-hungry lawyers and other political misfits who have come together to really put a plan with Trump to try and overturn the election result. One of those tactics that's under consideration is ordering the military to rerun the election in key swing states.
As you say, that's how the media is portraying it. That quote about ragtag and media hungry is from the Washington Post. To a bit of tech news now, and in 3 years' time, Claire, you could be driving an Apple car.
Or it could be driving itself and I could just be sitting in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a smart car. That's what they're looking at trying to develop. Apparently, Apple's been on this bandwagon for quite some time, but it's put it to the background and prioritised other products. And rumours are saying is that it's really looking to take on that part of the market as consumers shift to wanting to be a little bit more energy conservative and think about what they're doing with their footprints.
So they're taking on Tesla really in all of this, and they're pretty smart cookies there at Apple. We won't put it past them.
Exactly. It looks like Tesla's already taking a bit of a hit. Rumours, not even confirmation of this project, have seen its share price drop 6.5% yesterday.
The battle of the smart car, hey? Here we go. All right, Claire, this one is important. What's the weather forecast around the country for Christmas Day?
Very important, this one. It's a mixed bag. If you really had to have a pick of where you wanted to be, it's Adelaide. It's okay. Going to be apparently a perfect day of sunshine, 29 degrees, which sounds rather dreamy. Sydney and Brizzy, probably going to get some rain, I'm sorry to say. Western Australia, particularly Perth, going to be pretty nice there too. Bit sunny, bit sweaty, and rain in some parts of that state. And the rest, look, you're probably doing okay, but it's not going to be necessarily sunshiny or anything else.
It's not going to be super hot around the country, but I did like the comment on the ABC that Darwin's weather prediction for Christmas could have been written 6 months ago, 32 degrees with the chance of a storm pretty much every day in the wet season.
In December, absolutely.
And Claire, because we have a daily news email, we get a little insight into what people are really interested in by what they click on. Surprise, surprise, it's not generally news about China, COVID or the US election. Squizzes have a better sense of humour than that. So hereby, we reveal the most clicked links across the Squiz Today email in 2020, starting with two parrots who fell in love.
Yep, Kirby and Susie, they really did get Squizzes clicking this year. Their love story isn't necessarily a conventional one, but yes, they did like to trot across together to a cat cage to mate, and that was apparently quite a loud affair.
And they're two parrot species who are not supposed to fall in love, but now they actually have children, so that's lovely. The other was a pic of Meghan and Harry post-breakup with the royals. Look, that one's not a big surprise, Claire. The royals always get clicks. But the final one was way back when we were hoarding toilet paper, or some of us were hoarding toilet paper. It was a link to a sign that Aldi posted in their stores after being fed up at people panic buying the stuff.
Yeah, of course, this is right back at the start of March. It's incredible to think that we're 9 months past that, and what Aldi did when they put their restrictions on toilet paper. It's rather a passive-aggressive note. It says, yes. We apologise if this act of courtesy is a disruption to your shop.
People really liked that one. And finally, Claire, this is our last Squiz Today episode of 2020. As we mentioned at the start, we're having a pretty short break. We'll be back on the 4th of January to tide you over. We'll have some year in review episodes being released next week. And if you haven't already, give our great big Squiz Quiz podcast edition a go. That's designed to be a shared experience. Whack it on a long car drive. Whack it on around Christmas lunch, after Christmas lunch, if you're not napping, and see how your news knowledge has gone this year.
We've got some recipes as well, particularly if you're getting a little bit organised at the moment or thinking that you're going to head into the kitchen over the coming few days. We've got all of the recipes that we've recommended in one spot.
Yeah, across 2020, so much tasty stuff in there. A link to all of that stuff is in your episode notes. And last but not least, I wanted to give a shout out to all those advertisers who've been on the podcast this year. Without sounding like an award acceptance speech, I was just going to say, without them, this wouldn't be possible. All right, here we go. CommBank, Bupa, Uber, Square, Marley Spoon, Origin, Edstart, Australian Mushrooms, Chromebooks, Woolworths, RMIT, McCafe, Stan, eBay, Mitsubishi, Telstra, HelloFresh, Adore Beauty and Binge. Thank you, one and all. Really appreciate your support. But Claire, the final word goes to those who are most important in all of this, and that's the people who listen.
Look, our Squiz listeners have been just terrific this year. We really do thank you for every single listen, whether it's once in the week, whether it's once in the month. We just appreciate you coming along, and we've had a great year, so thanks for that.
Yeah, big thank you to everyone who tunes into our podcast each day. Couldn't thank you more. Enjoy the break, and we will chat to you on the 4th of January.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at bhp.au.